A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
K-pop fans, rejoice! Looking for a place to hear your fave K and J-pop groups? Or to discover new ones? Look no further, because this is K-pop. Hosted by your fave Blink and K-pop obsessive, DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of This is K-Pop. I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid, a.k.a. Roy Turner. So excited to talk about the return of Everglow on the Recode tour. Man, I had such a good time. There's so much to get into here. This was one of the best shows I have seen. They were great last time when I saw them a couple years ago. Hope you guys check out that episode from 2024. The show was smaller, less production. The show before was at the House of Blues. There's a big room called the Southside Ballroom that gets national acts. It holds like 5,000 people. But behind, like still part of it, the Southside Music Hall tends to be, say, with seats like 500 people. This was even smaller. I don't think that Everglow's popularity has declined now that they're with a different management. You've got to have the right people. I want the girls to succeed, but I can't help appreciate the good fortune of these really great intimate shows. I would say there was probably around 60 people. Almost a year ago, it was announced all six members would leave their management company. I'm going to murder their names, and I'm so sorry, but Tsinyeon, EU, Onda, and Asha signed with a new agency, CHXXTA, to continue as a four-piece. Mia and Yaren are no longer a part of this. They have a new album out, Code. It's their fourth EP out this past March, and I love it, man. It's awesome. Something really cool about just having this quartet. One thing that you guys have heard me talk about, and again, to keep it positive, when you go to these shows, I don't know if it's just K-pop or it's just this generation, there's just always been this weird gatekeepy thing, but I really appreciate the support from all of you. I'm there to actually get coverage and for all of you to enjoy. The reason why I bring it up is because I was pleased when I got there. I saw a lot of people my age and even older. You have to understand the setup is this time there's no chairs. We have a bar on each side. No one at K-pop shows tend to drink but me. And I even joked with the bartender, like, I'm so sorry. I'll tip you as well as I can. I went to the closed bar area because that way I could set my beer down. They even gave us a free poster when we came in. Right as the show started, one of the medical person wheels out a wheelchair on standby. She's there to do her job. Me being the old guy, I have to make the dad jokes. Is that for me? She smiled back and joked, oh, do you need to sit? I was like, I'm not that old. We had a nice little exchange. But she was so cool. Her name was Julina, and so nice. None of that gatekeeper shit. She was excited. She had been hired to cover at a venue where she would have most definitely would have been on her night off. I had bought a ticket, a big fan of the band. She was very excited, trying to contain her excitement and remain her professionalism, which she did. So we're just chatting and finding out a little bit about her, and I told her about what I do. Even this cool was, you know how all the groups have their individual glow stick things? She was like, hey, what are those? And so I thought that was kind of cool. She was a fan, but distant enough from the fandom to not know what that was. They'd given me a poster, and I'd asked her if she'd gotten one, and she didn't. So I gave her mine, and she was just so grateful. When someone has the capacity for gratitude, you can tell what kind of person they are. Just one of those people you can just tell is just a golden human being. To do that job, I think she's a student as well. It means you care about people and serve your community, which she is doing and delivering majestically. Time to get to work, get some good coverage. I could tell she didn't want to ask me. And I was like, just give me your phone. She didn't want to compromise her position. She wasn't distracted or not doing her job or not willing or not completely on point. So I took her phone and filmed three or four videos. There's a new song. At one point, I forget which member in the video, she's feeling faint. Everyone there knows what she's doing. They show you what a consummate professional. Julina wasn't in on it. Like, oh my God, like I'm going to have to not only save a fan, I may have to go up there and save one of the girls. So I had to tell her, this is part of the show. And we had a nice laugh about that. While I was talking to Julina, because she was interested in what show do you do? Where is it? I brought up the iHeartRadio app, which I hope all you have and are listening to the show. Whenever you pull up the iHeartRadio app, it immediately starts playing an episode. So I went up there to film, and I did not realize this until the next day. Instead of being able to hear the girls and the music and the sound in the room, what you're hearing is the latest episode of one of my other podcasts, Van Halen, Swing Van Halen. And not only that, but the soundbite from David Lee Roth at the US Festival completely putting over the virtues of whiskey. I didn't know this until later. I usually post videos live during the show for all of you. And I was having some bad reception. I put up the first video and you guys went crazy over it. And when I got home later, I noticed my other videos had David Roth on it. So I was like, oh God, please say there's nothing on it. And sure enough, so I had to delete it. It already gotten like hundreds of likes and even 100 more retweets. We had exchanged Instagram. And so I messaged Jelena to tell her what had happened. And she had the coolest response. She goes, you should have left it. It adds a personal touch. That's how awesome Jelena is. And I told her, I kind of thought so too. Our producer, however, not so much. But thank goodness she was able to send me the videos, and they're up now on our YouTube channel where you can see all of them. She ended up being a total lifesaver as an EMT, but she might have saved my job. Jelena, I enjoyed meeting you. It made that experience so much more fun. We're going to take a quick break and get into all the stuff about the show and so much more.
We're going to take a quick break so you can hear from these great sponsors. And be right back with more Tricky Kid Radio.
I'm actually going through some changes in my personal life and a new residence that has led me to a smart city. And specifically, Alex Quintero. Alex saved my ass, and I could not have found this gorgeous home. Not only did she turn out to be my locator, but she turned out to be a great friend. Smart City, you do not pay them. They will work their ass off to get you the right place. Then the place you signed up with, that's who pays them. Their number is 214-598-8807. That's 214-598-8807. Not only am I so grateful to get to Alex, but to the staff here at Pros in a Town Square, a gorgeous gated community. I am so excited. Come be my neighbor.
And now, back with more Tricky Kid Radio.
All right, like I said, they came out guns a-blazing. Wanted to show off a lot of their new music. They started with Focus on the new EP, Code, and into La-Di-Da-Di, 15 tracks in total. Colors, Company, Pirate, of course, Zombie, then the title track, Code, their big hit, Slay, Hush, and then there was this really great, tender, playful moment where they just chilled out, stools were brought out, and they did Make Me Feel in this really almost acoustic kind of way. I was really glad I was able to capture. If you watch the video, again, on our YouTube channel, which is Tricky Kid TV on YouTube, and of course on our website, trickykid.com, really shows a lot of love between the members. It really covered like their entire career, which I thought was great. And very well paced, never lacked any energy. See this tour. Again, of course, it's Everglow for their Recode tour with their current EP, Code, that just came out last month in March. Thanks again to the promoter for having me. Thanks to all of you for listening. Again, Jelena, you are the bomb. I was so glad to have met you. You made the night so much more fun and very special. We got so much more coming up, and I will see you next time.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here. Plus, exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2. Type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJ Tricky Kid.
never gonna shift in but my chip this car. Coming on crack, I'm looking at vibe on the algorithm that turns apart. Bitch, la 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 la. But a test of got in the McAfee. La 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 la. Babe, oh my god, you can't control.
Get it, get it, get it, get it.